Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. You can join us and bring up whatever you want to talk about. All you have to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Reed Coverdale.
And Joa.
Reed Coverdale joining us for the first time in studio. We had you on as a guest a while back during the trucker thing. That was earlier this year, I think, probably February or somewhere in that range, during the Canadian trucker situation, which, of course, was amazing. And we had you on at the time to talk about the potential, it hadn't happened yet, for the American version of that protest, which was turned into a huge flop. I don't know. Were you following the American thing at all?
I was. I mean, everyone was asking me beforehand, do you want to see this happen in the United States? And I was actually pointing that it doesn't need to happen in the United States because we got the Free State Project, or you can move to Florida, or you can do whatever. Exactly. Canadians can't do that. They've got universal mandates they can't escape, and that's why they nationally had that uprising. But, yeah, it turned into a huge joke, as I kind of guessed it would in the United States.
Yeah, I think you did predict that it either wasn't going to happen or it wasn't going to be much of which to speak. And if I recall correctly, it looked like it was going to be something. Like, we were following it here. They took off from California. They convoyed across the entire United States. They gathered steam the whole way. There were people that were on overpasses waving, like, the whole way. Like, whenever you tune into one of the live streams from one of the drivers, any overpass, there's a huge amount of people that were there. So it seemed like there was a lot of energy, that something was happening.
And, you know, I think one thing is it's very expensive.
It's quite really expensive protest. But that didn't stop people from doing it.
Right,
there were people. It wasn't a flop in that there was no one there. It was very successful as far as attendance was concerned. But once they got into the D.C. area, mm-hmm. They didn't know what they were literally spinning their wheels. They didn't know what to do. They went to this speedway, I think, in Hagerstown.
I was there when they showed up. Yeah, so I was already going to Washington, D.C. To the I forget what the name of the conference was, but it was like this anti-AIPAC convention. Me, Eric Jackman, and Ryan Dawson were there. And in Hagerstown, Maryland, all the truckers were meeting up, but they didn't have near the numbers the Canadians did. They were
What would you say? How many?
I'd say tops, like a couple hundred.
I mean, still, that's a lot of trucks.
Yeah, Canada had like 50,000, they think.
No,
That's
what I heard.
That's the number that was flying around early on.
Maybe it was in the thousands for
sure. 50,000 people.
50,000 would maybe be like the total number of people who went to Ottawa.
Sure.
Over the whole time, right? Like, sure. Or maybe 100 or somewhere in that range. But as far as drivers were concerned, people were throwing that number around, but that would literally be like every driver in Canada.
I could compare it to an event I went to that had 60,000, and it did look similar numbers, like all at the same time. So, like, this thing, I go in province, but like, it looks similar to the amount of people. So it was probably pretty accurate, 50,000 at one time.
Not drivers, dude.
Not trucks.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea like what the official number was in Canada, but just from pictures, you can tell there were a lot more drivers than in the United States. But yeah, I mean,
and a lot more effective because they actually went and parked up the streets in the capital city and stayed there for 3 weeks and nothing
miles out of the city.
Well, in D.C. they had like military vehicles on standby when I was there, because I was there like a couple days before they were supposed to show up. And we were wondering what was going to happen. And then I guess they actually got wise and said, let's not just, you know, have January 6th all over again. So let's just, like, hang out outside town. But then to my knowledge, I was following it for a few days. They just kind of, like, drove around.
They went around the Beltway.
And, like, never actually went into the city and did anything.
I saw one video of, I don't know how many it was, maybe a handful at most. You can't tell from the video, but a couple at least went into the city and were being escorted by police the entire way. And while in the city, people were like yelling and throwing things at the trucks and being, of course, very, very rude, even though they didn't do anything. They weren't blocking traffic or anything like that. So was nothing. I mean, it was nothing compared to what happened. And you don't, I can't blame them, right? Like, who wants to take on the United States federal government? I mean, this is one of the most evil groups of people on the planet. They weren't there to sacrifice themselves, right? They just wanted to be heard. And unfortunately, they were able, the politicians were able to sort of run out in front of this parade, so to speak, which is, of course, what politicians are great at. They see a movement, and then they act like they've been in support of it the whole time and get whatever kind of accolades or back pat that they get from that, whatever kind of political...
They certainly had every angle of control when it regards to the money flow going into the truckers in Canada, you know?
Yeah. You're talking about, in Canada. Yeah. But in the U.S., I was talking about what happened in the U.S.
Right.
Was the truckers were all excited about Ted Cruz had a meeting with them, and some other politician sat down and talked to them, and they acted like this was the big success. Like, not the fact that they got hundreds of people to come together and, you know, did whatever it is that they did, but the fact that they got to sit down for 2 hours and listen to some windbag politicians act like they gave a damn about what their concerns were. And that was, to me, just the biggest head shaking
moment. I noticed while I was in Hagerstown, unlike the protests in Canada, it wasn't just anti-mandate, anti-government, anti-authoritarian. It was very, very, like, pro-Trump, very, like, right-wing, very, very specific. So it didn't seem as open to the coalition that the Canadians had, you know. So I think that probably stifled their numbers quite a bit.
How long did you stick around before you moved on?
Just I was there a couple hours, and I listened to a bunch of speeches, and then, you know, walked around and talked to people, but it wasn't that interesting, to be honest.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, they effectively did very, very little, got dispersed and went home. And I think I'm glad you brought up these other options for people who are frustrated and who want to, you know, make some sort of a difference. You're not going to get that by voting. You can't vote your way out of this situation in Washington, D.C. If you love liberty, as those of us do, you ought to make the move here to New Hampshire. And that is what we did. Now, Reed, you're a native from New Hampshire. You told us a little bit about that the last time you were on the show, but you have now moved back. You're now back here where you came from, and you came back from Utah. Can you kind of, I don't know, take our listeners through your thought process of why'd you leave in the first place and what made you come back?
Yeah, so I still prefer the geography of the West to the East, just the big mountains, canyons, wide open space. And back in 2015, I actually moved out to Arizona and then lived in Colorado for a little bit. And then I came back here in 2016 for 3 years. And then I left again, mostly just for the geography and because I wanted to drive trucks with big, huge, heavy loads that way harder to move around here. And also in 2020, you know, Bernie Sanders had just won the primary here. Red flag laws had passed the House and Senate in New Hampshire, and I think Sununu is the only thing that kept them from becoming law. So at the time, I was like, why is this the free state? You know, like, it doesn't seem to be fulfilling.
Well, it's not yet.
Yeah, well, especially at this time it wasn't, though. I was like, why are we bothering with this? And I wasn't officially part of the Free State Project or even, like, part of the Libertarian Party at that point. But I left, and then, you know, the last 2 years happened, and Utah was pretty reasonable overall, like on a bell curve over the last 2 years. But I remember earlier this year, or maybe this was last year, but Utah was voting on legislation to ban pornography from cell phones. And regardless of what you think about pornography, like, once you start getting the government involved in banning pornography from the cell phones, it's like, what are we doing? And then around the same time, here in New Hampshire, they were voting on legislation to be allowed to vote to secede from the union. And I was just like, why am I still out here in Utah? Like, they're way more serious about this back in New Hampshire. It's where I'm from. I got my families there. You know, all my friends are there. So then Jeremy Kaufman said he was running for Senate, and I'm friends with Jeremy. So I was like, all right, that's good enough reason, good enough excuse. I'm headed back.
And yeah, so I actually saw you out on the road the other day because we live in a pretty small place. So the odds you're just going to run into somebody are fairly high. And I didn't run into you necessarily, but we were driving and I was like, oh, it looks like Reed Coverdale walking around with Jeremy Kaufman for Senate signs popping in the ground.
Yeah, I know he looks familiar. I think I've met before, you know.
So having had you on as a guest, figured we'd probably have you in as a guest co-host here. So yep. Welcome. We're going to continue here. The phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Joe, you got a big victory today, and we'll talk about that on the way in federal court of all places.
Yeah.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to discuss here on the radio. 603-283-6160. By the way, welcome to our viewers. A little late. I swear to you, I pressed the button. to start the show at the beginning of the actual broadcast, and something went wrong.
I don't know if it's even live right now.
It didn't. It is live.
Okay.
I can confirm that. I can see the streaming light from here, but that did not work for us, so a little restart of the old streaming computer seems to have cleared that up. So apologies to anybody on the video streams. You did not get the first segment with Reed Coverdale, but he's here for the whole show, so you don't miss him. And the phone number again, 603-283-6160. Speaking of Odyssey, which is where we do our primary live streaming, we're on some other platforms, but they're way more centralized, and they could ban us at any time. Like, we're currently temporarily banned on YouTube again. So
you said COVID's once.
Yeah, we said something about quote-unquote medical misinformation, so we're off there for the next several weeks. But Odyssey doesn't do that stuff to us, so we really like them. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. You can follow our channel there. In fact, turns out, Reed, you've got a channel there as well. It's called Naturalist Capitalist.
It is. I think I'm almost to 2,000 subscribers there. It takes a lot longer than YouTube.
You're doing better than we are.
Yeah. get over there and subscribe. Maybe you would be a 2,000 sub.
Yeah. Very good. And you're there as well, Joey. You're breaking the flaw on Odyssey. Did you post something recently?
I did.
What happened?
They call the cops on me.
Who?
The DPW of Provincetown.
Public Works.
Yes.
Okay.
These are
the people that plow the streets.
No.
Right?
As of the other day, they were just watering flowers. That's what they do.
Okay.
Paid pensions and everything, retirement funds. $30 an hour probably. And they got triggered. We interrupted their flower watering.
They got mad because you were recording video in public.
Yeah. Okay. One flicked us off.
Nice.
Yeah, and then they proceeded to call the cops because we were looking at their vehicles, too. They were parked in public. One had really cool stuff. He's like, invest in precious metals, like lead. And he's throwing bullets. That was kind of funny. And he had don't tread on me and stuff like that. But they called the cops. The cops were awful. Absolutely awful. This is one officer. There's some sketchy things about what he's doing. He's like, I don't know, he's like 50-something years old, and the person he's dating is really young.
How did you find that out?
Local gossip, because I was telling people about the cop, and then the other lady, she wouldn't identify, but she's demanding ID from us, so we're like, go yourself, right? And so we didn't show ID, but we went to go file complaints and a records request, like her salary, how much she makes. And the next thing you know, as we're leaving, I'm being followed by the same officer I just talked to, the supervisor. And he's trying to chase me down. I pull off four times. One time I jumped out and ran up by a plate to block the plate. But the problem is with Provincetown, there's only one way in and one way out.
Oh, really?
So once you get to that bottleneck of a road, there were three cops.
Just a peninsula or an island?
Yeah,
it's just the end of Cape Cod.
Okay. You guys know what, like, Massachusetts, like this arm of land that goes around?
The very tip.
You got Provincetown. And it's a really fun place, a lot of gay people. And it's just really welcoming, actually.
Except for the cops.
Yeah, and the DPW. No one had a problem with our camera. If any people ask us, like, what you doing? Oh, we're filming the cops. Oh, thank you very much.
Nice.
They're all thanking us.
So that's up right now, your channel on Odyssey, which is Breaking the Flaw. Let's go to another guy that's got a video channel. His name is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Ridley, also, I believe, on Odyssey at Ridley Report. This is becoming a thing, and that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
So I was out taking a walk a few days ago, and I saw a sign about me.
Oh, really?
Not really. Not just me. But you, too, and all the free staters in New Hampshire. And
okay.
The sign said, no extremists, take back our state. So it's just a reminder that we have a little bit of control in this state, for one.
Now, but did it actually say something about free staters, or did it just say no extremists?
No, that's what they were talking about, though. They're not talking about Chris Sununu.
Probably not. How do you know for sure, though? I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah. They probably were talking about that, but how do you know that for sure?
I'm glad when they use the word extremist, because it gives me a chance to explain what an extremist is. Extremist is one who believes so strongly in something that they're willing to make taxpayers underwrite it.
Hmm? Oh, you're talking about them. I see what you're saying. So you're saying that it's not extreme to believe in peace. It's not extreme to believe in human freedom.
Yeah.
Or you be able to keep the stuff that you earn, like your money that you've earned. That should be, that's not extremism. It's,
well, we need to just go on the offensive sort of and put that back at them. The people who are calling us extremists are saying that because they're extremists.
Yeah, it's projecting.
Extremist is one who believes something so strongly they're willing to force taxpayers to underwrite it. So I would urge people to take that line.
Yeah, we were just driving through New Hampshire today on the way back from federal court, which we'll talk about in a moment, and there was another sign, not exactly the same language, but you could tell it was one of the Democrats for the common good, and one of these signs that they have around. And the idea, of course, is that they're the ones that are in support of peace, and they're the ones that want to help people or whatever. And I think a lot of them do. A lot of these people do really want to help people.
I believe they're genuine and they have a good heart.
But they just don't understand that the means that they are using is violent, and it is counter to the things that they say that they support.
Ian, the ideas are so good, they have to force them on you.
So do you guys like throwing the extremism moniker back at them or embracing it? Because I've actually embraced it. Like, I refer to myself as an extremist sometimes because, they've deemed everybody who opposes them an extremist. And I almost feel like people are kind of welcome to that term at this point. They don't really care anymore.
I try not to adopt any labels, but I like to bring up Cantwell as an example for this because they Chris kept on calling him a Nazi. Guess what? He's like, okay, I'm a Nazi.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
And I'd rather not just adopt what they just tell me, and I would like to stay true to who I am. I mean, I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just saying that it's kind of like you're playing the game at that point, and you get, I don't know. I don't want to call myself an extremist, but
I took it on recently. Earlier this year on my social media profile, I referred to myself as a crypto extremist because the government's trying to throw me in prison for cryptocurrency victimless so-called crimes. And I forget what encouraged me to do that, but it's like, okay, sure.
I'm an anti-murder and property destruction extremist.
What do you think about that, Ridley?
I don't know. I don't think you let them define you. I think you make your own definition, and you define them.
That's right.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, I put up two NH exit signs. They're very small in sort of captive audience areas. One of them at a grocery store and one of them in a laundromat.
Nice.
And the first one I put up 3 months ago, and the second one 3 weeks ago, they're both still there.
Excellent. That's always nice when those things don't get stolen. Now, did you hand make these? Because I didn't know there were any pre-produced signs. Very cool.
Yeah, we need sticker pins for NH exit.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ridley. He's got his own channel, as I said, RidleyReport.com. Check him out. He does good work.
He's not an extremist.
The number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. But let's dig into this idea a little bit further about extremism. On the way here, if you want to weigh in, you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal battle between the Justice Department and former President Trump is over in a Florida courtroom. The judge declining to rule from the bench regarding Trump's request for a special master. The judge saying a ruling will come in due time. The International Atomic Energy Agency wraps up a visit to a power plant just outside of Zaporizhzhia, Ukraine, Thursday. Speaking at a checkpoint outside the city, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi admits he still has concerns of a potential radiation leak.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable.
President Biden and the First Lady heading to Philadelphia, where the President will deliver a primetime address at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News. There's a new twist in the surge of fentanyl flooding the United States from Mexico. DEA agents in Texas, Washington State, and California say they're starting to see rainbow-colored fake pills that are laced with the deadly opioid. They look like candy and could catch the eyes of children. It takes just a small dose of fentanyl to kill an adult, let alone a child. Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in the hopes of advancing contract negotiations. One airport where pilots are picketing is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International says negotiations have been slow on a number of issues.
Until we have a new contract, we'll keep the foot on the gas and send the message to the Delta that the pilots are unified and they're in their resolve to get a contract.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can download archives and more, all there for free at freetalklive.com. By the way, Bitcoin.com is a great place to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're ready to start getting into the world of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and other cryptos, then learn the basics first. Take some time to watch some of the introductory videos over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll get some good information there from them. You get the basics down, and then you can get into crypto and, like, buy a little bit. And you can actually do that through Bitcoin.com as well. If you're not brand new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines there anytime over at news.bitcoin.com. Again, that's news.bitcoin.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Reed Coverdale.
And Joe.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Starchild calling us out from San Francisco. Starchild, you're on the air.
Hey, not calling you out at all. I think you guys are doing a great job. Just
welcome.
Calling.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
I said calling us out from. I guess I didn't. You can interpret that in more than one way.
No, I know what you meant. I just, for your listeners' benefit. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is actually a guest you had on a few days ago. You and Aria were on. I always screw his name up. Etienne Labetti. Squared.
Yeah, Etienne de la Bussy Squared, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Yeah. And, he was, I thought you were very generous in the amount of time you gave him and everything, and even having him on, basically he was saying he thought Anarchapulco, and some other groups, including your own group, Free Talk Live, was basically controlled opposition.
Yeah.
And he laid out a number of reasons for believing this, which really amounts to hell of beans in my opinion. I mean, he didn't even have some of his facts correct. He confused the Star of David, the Jewish symbol, with a pentagram, a Satan symbol. No, I think corrected him on that. But, you know, it was all kind of like deja vu to me, because as a libertarian activist, been active for years and pretty visible in the Libertarian Party. I've gone to like every national LP convention since the 90s. And as long as I've been involved, I've encountered a certain, you know, fairly small minority, but there's always been people in the LP and the movement who've been uncomfortable with me because, you know, I'm a sex worker. I openly work as a prostitute. I dress pretty non-transgender. I am transhumanist, but I tend to dress, you know, for...
You kind of, I don't know if we caught you in a windstorm or something, Starchild, but there's a lot of noise right now. It's really hard to understand what you're saying.
Maybe it's in Provincetown.
I'm out sunbathing on the roof, so that's why it's the wind. I'll try to move here.
Can you jump back with the thought that you were trying to get out there most recently?
Sure. Yeah. So I've been an activist in the Libertarian Party and in the freedom movement for quite a while, you know, back to the 90s and gone to every national convention. And there's always been a segment of the party and the movement that has been uncomfortable with me. And I was getting deja vu about that, listening to Etienne's critique of, you know, yourselves and some of the other libertarians that he thought might be controlled opposition or that were just somehow giving the freedom movement a bad name. And I think a lot of it is what is these people, you know, some of them have basically this real deep-seated need to be, quote-unquote, taken seriously by the establishment. They have such an inferiority complex from, in their minds, losing for so long. You know, there's always been this faction of the LP is just, like, about winning elections over everything else. Like, we have to win. You know, winning is everything. Wayne Allen Root, who was, unfortunately, our vice presidential nominee back in 2008 with Bob Barr, which is, like, the worst ticket ever.
Probably the worst.
The party ever had.
That's when I quit the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
Gary
Johnson.
I rejoined this year, though.
Nice.
Come on. Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, the reason I rejoined was because I felt like the folks who took over, quote unquote, at the recent convention changed the messaging to be more principled. And to me, that was the reason why I left so long ago.
Carolyn? Is it Carolyn? No. Who's the lady with pink hair?
You know, Karen Ann Harlow. Yeah. The new leadership to me is somewhat of a mixed bag. I do feel like we've gone a little bit too far now in terms of trying to appeal to people on the right, you know, which has been also a problem as long as I've been involved in the party. That the messaging of libertarianism has appealed a little more to the right than to the left. And this is dangerous because, you know, it's like a ship taking on water from starboard. You make yourself a little bit more appealing to that side, and it has a cumulative effect, because that brings more people over. And usually when people join the movement or the party, they're still, they've got some of their old baggage with them. Usually the longer people stick around, the more radical they become.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you know, they're moving it further that way. And it would be easy for us to become marginalized like the Tea Party was, or like Occupy was on the left. You know, both those movements, I think, had the potential to be real mass populist anti-government movements. You know, but they both got kind of pigeonholed as far right and far left, respectively, and that kind of, you know, destroyed their appeal or credibility with the mainstream. And the reason the Libertarian Party is the third largest and leading alternative party in this country today, I think, is because we can appeal to both left and right. And I think the previous administration under Nick Starwick had maybe gone a little bit too much. I mean, mostly it was him personally, I think, being too snarky and confrontational in his messaging.
Have you heard that Nick Starwark is personally funding, or he's got people he knows with a lot of money, funding alternative libertarian campaigns here in New Hampshire? Have you caught
wind
of that?
Did Kevin Kahn drop out like he was supposed to run against?
I believe he
Jeremy
did.
Kaufman,
yeah, I think I heard that. That's the case. But there is, I believe, still a gubernatorial candidate that they're pushing, and apparently she didn't get enough signatures validated by the state but they're challenging that. They're saying that they were invalidated incorrectly and that they should have been valid, so it's still kind of up in the air as to whether or not she's going to be on the ballot. But that's to me, I just saw that as like a real plus for New Hampshire. It's like there's so many libertarians here. There's already been a schism in the Libertarian Party because that's what happens. Like we were talking, I think it was off the air, about these schisms within the movement. Is once you get to people outside of New Hampshire, they don't understand this because the libertarian group anywhere, you know, even in big cities, is no more than 20 people if you're lucky. It's probably more like 10 to 15.
Yeah.
And so these are people that you basically have to work with. So you have to work with them. And it doesn't matter what you think about how they are, what their opinions are, or whatever. But here in New Hampshire, it's literally thousands of libertarians. And so once a group gets over 50 people or 30 people, it's natural that it's just they can't get along with each other and they split. It's the same thing with, you know, religions as well. Go ahead,
it doesn't have to be. You know, people can get along, but unfortunately, you know, some of the people with you know, a little bit outsized egos, and I blame both Nick and Tom Woods for this. I mean, I really think kind of a feud between them and also Jeff Geist or Dice, you know, on Tom Woods' side, that kind of blew up into this whole fight over the Libertarian Party and made, you know, something that really didn't need to be an internal conflict into a huge conflict, because a lot of times the ideas aren't that, you know, different. I mean, it's not like the people that the Mises Caucus took over from in the LP were unprincipled. I mean, for the most part, most of them are principled. There were some high-profile examples, I would say, Barr and Root that we mentioned, and, you know, Gary Johnson saying, you know, people should be forced to bake cakes, you know, with gay messages on them, that was okay. I mean, you know, there were some high-profile things that people said occasionally that we're
the
not
party has been head-shakingly bad in the last 15 years up until just recently. I don't
agree with
for
that.
Whatever
you know,
reason.
I think, again, there are some examples, but on the whole, most of the libertarians, including the national leadership, and I was, you know, self-disclosure, in the national leadership for part of that time myself, I think most of the people were very principled. Now, on COVID, the party really fell down. We should have taken a stronger line. And, you know, that was a big failure. And that was a lot of the
that was another schism. You know, just
hope it doesn't come back because then we'll have to bring it up again. But
over all the time I've been watching the libertarians, I've seen so many different issues just drive a wedge between people. And that's okay. And it sounds like you got more to say, Star Child. So hang on. We'll continue the discussion here in a moment. Because I want to come back around to this talk about extremism, quote unquote, and, you know, whether it's something that should be embraced. Some used to call this the libertarian macho flash. I'm sure Star Child remembers that terminology. It doesn't get thrown around very much these days. But, you know, this all comes down to how best to communicate the ideas of liberty and bring people on board with this movement. And that is definitely something people disagree with.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, indeed, it is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. Should you wish to join us, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And coming up in October, if you're able to get to Prague, you can see our very own co-host, Mark Edge. He'll be speaking at the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime, and it's happening October 21st through the 23rd. They're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. It's their second year doing this event. And as a Free Talk Live listener, you can save 20% by using code FTL20 when you check out through their website, lifetimeliberty.com. They'll take you to Eventbrite, and that's where you use the promo code FTL20 to save on your tickets to the conference in Prague happening October 21st through the 23rd. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. Their handle on Twitter is at LibertyIOL. You can get your tickets now, get the early bird discount. I hope that's still involved. They haven't told me that it's stopped, but I'm sure that's going to cease at some point. So if you're planning on going, you should probably do it sooner rather than later. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. As we continue here, we got Ian Reed Coverdale and Joa in the studio, and Starchild is still on the line with us here, calling us from California. And Starchild, as you pointed out, you've been involved with the Libertarian Party side of the Libertarian movement, because, of course, the Libertarian movement is much wider than just the party, but that's one of the aspects of it that kind of gets more attention than some of the rest of it. But you've been involved since the 1990s. You've seen a lot of people come and go, and you were kind of generally commenting on the new direction for the party. Although, Reed, you made a point during the break that I thought might be worth bringing up, and that is that you've been watching the messaging of the party, and I have as well. In fact, I made a point of subscribing to their tweets, so I get notifications, because I wanted to see when they took over, when the Mises caucuses, they're called, which is an interest group of, you know, some would say more principled libertarians, took over the party. I said, all right, well, I want to see how the messaging changes, and so I made a point of watching, you know, all of the things that came out there, and eventually I saw them actually endorse the Free State Project. So I said, all right, something has definitely changed. changed here, because the Libertarian Party has, in my time of paying attention to them, which is, you know, more than two decades at this point, has never said boo about the Free State Project. And so the fact that they actually endorsed it, it was enough to push me back over the edge, and I rejoined the party at that point. But, you know, you haven't seen the sort of right-wing push that Starchild was alluding to, have you? I haven't noticed it.
I honestly didn't even think it was left-wing before the new management. I thought it was just lame and, like, kind of corporate and kind of principle-less, you know. Like, I never saw them say anything explicitly left-wing, quote-unquote. It was more just kind of, it all fell flat. And now they're just much more bold. But,
that's,
you know,
a good way to describe it.
They're also, like, saying that we can't get involved in the tension taking place between Taiwan and China. And, you know, they're talking about how Trump committed war crimes and belongs in prison, I think. You know, there's been lots of stuff that's definitely not catering to right-wingers at all. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's going to shock right-wingers. Like, wait, what? We thought we were the good guys, and we thought anti-war just meant we don't want to get involved in Ukraine. You mean we can't even get involved in Taiwan? So I really don't think that's accurate. I think it's just a lot more it's a lot more anti-interventionist and a lot more specific about what our goals are.
What do you think, Starchild?
I think there's some truth to that. I don't think it's over the top right wing now, and I don't think it was over the top left wing before. In fact, portraying it in those terms in some ways isn't really even helpful, because as one of you was saying earlier, you know, the freedom movement really isn't left or right. It's pro-freedom and anti-authoritarian. And,
right.
And I also want to say my first allegiance has always been to the movement, because I kind of define the freedom movement as, you know, any one individual organization that's consciously working for freedom at any particular point in time. So the movement is kind of right by definition, but individual organizations, including the Libertarian Party, can and do go astray. So when I was on the Libertarian National Committee twice as an elected at-large representative, I actually declared, you know, we have to declare as representatives our conflicts of interest. And I declared officially myself to have a conflict of interest between my allegiance to the party and the movement for the reasons I just said. And I said, there's a conflict between the two. I'm going to side with the movement over the party, because the movement is right by definition. I got some real pushback from that. In fact, Lee Wright, who was vice chair at the time, was furious with me. You know, he thought it was a betrayal of the party. You know, he said, I never would have supported you if, you know, I'd known you were going to say that. And he was a radical, but he still bought into this idea, you know, on some level of wanting the party to be taken seriously and respected as an institution. And
yeah.
And that goes back to the whole thing with, Etienne Labetti Squared, because, you know, there's a great quote by Emma Goldman, who was, you know, early 20th century kind of libertarian-leaning anarchist leftist. You know, she said, this may not have been an actual quote, but it's one of those ones that gets attributed to people that I think was accurate in spirit, the kind of thing she would have said. She said, if I can't dance, I won't be part of your revolution. And what that means, I think, really in a broader sense, is that the cultural freedoms matter a lot to a lot of people, including myself. And it's kind of like, you know, if you're a Second Amendment person and you hear somebody saying, like, well, you know, we don't want you carrying guns around because that gives people the wrong idea, looks too extremist or whatever. You know, that's like saying to Aria, well, you shouldn't be openly trans in public, or you shouldn't be affiliated with Satanism, or, you know, you shouldn't be Vermin Supreme and wear a boot on your head.
Which is basically what our guest was essentially saying.
Exactly.
He was suggesting
exactly.
that those
that's
things were
was,
bad.
Right. That's what was giving me deja vu, because I've heard this for years in the party.
Sure.
I think it's just so mistaken.
I agree. And this comes back around to the whole idea of appeasement and trying to appease the powers that be in order to gain access to the powers that be. And honestly, it's those people. And Starchild, great call tonight, man. Thanks for – I hope you enjoyed the rooftop, because it sounds nice. it's better to be on the roof, I think, in San Francisco than anywhere else. It's pretty bad out there.
You can go full moon on the roof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the whole idea of these appeasers – If these people ever do get elected, watch out, because they're the ones, in my opinion, that are most likely to become corrupted. They're the ones that seem to really have it in for seeking that power. And we've seen it happen here in New Hampshire. We've seen Free State Project people migrate here get elected to state rep seats and then completely lose their minds. Now, whether they were appeasers or not prior to that, I can't say specifically, but I think it can happen to anybody because that's just sort of the nature of power and humans, and libertarians are humans, and so they're going to be susceptible to it. I would hope that libertarians are less susceptible to it than the average person, but it does happen, and it's always sad to see. But the people that are looking to curry favor with existing power holders, I don't think those people can
trust. You're not going to tail your way to the top. You're always going to be riding the coattail. You know what I mean? Yep. So that's how it goes. You know?
Yep. So that's one of the big problems. But to come back around to what you were saying earlier, Reed, about the idea of being an extremist and perhaps embracing that terminology. There was something that they used to call in the Libertarian Party the Libertarian Macho Flash, and the idea of that was that you would say the thing that is the most offensive, like you would say the most radical, potentially offensive thing in order to get attention, right?
Don't they call that edgelordy too?
That's probably a newer term for it. This one came about 30 years ago or something like that. And there was always a debate over this tactic. It's something that a lot of libertarians did, and others said, well, that's not the best way to reach people. It's not the best way to reach a large number of people. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I'm for all sorts of different messaging. I don't think we should all try the same thing. Like, the thing that happened with LP New Hampshire, like a lot of people were upset. And it's
with John McCain, they're making fun of him being dead, basically,
exactly.
Recently.
Yeah, like that pissed a lot of people off.
I thought it was great.
Wait, he died?
4 years ago.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
I mean, I thought that was awesome and hilarious, and a ton of people did, and a ton of people didn't. And some people were saying, hey, this isn't the best way to message. And my response to those people would be, okay, well, just go do your messaging. And this happens on both sides. Like, the extreme people get upset at, like, Larry Sharp for going the way he does. And it's like, you know what? Larry Sharp is
effective. The guy that runs for governor in New York.
Yeah, and, like, it's like Larry Sharp is good at messaging to a certain group of people.
Yeah.
You're good to a different group of people, and that's totally fine. So I'm all about, like, just trying everything that works. As long as we're all selling the same product, as long as we're not lying about what it is.
Sticking to the principle of the matter.
Yeah. I agree with that.
If you're selling knives or wrapping paper or whatever and you're going door to door, everyone's going to have a different strategy for how they convince the buyer to get it. But as long as we're all selling the same thing is what matters.
Right.
So much time is wasted. I was glad that you said to people, hey, go do your own thing. Go message how you want. Because so much time is wasted trying to argue with people over, well, I don't like that you do it that way. Well, the odds are you're not going to convince them to do it your way, so just go do it your way, do it better. If you think your way is better, do it more effectively and prove it by bringing more people into the movement. There's so much infighting within this movement, and I'm sure it's true in other groups. The Green Party probably infights too. Hold that thought. We'll continue here in a moment. It's Hour 2's next.
Let's face it. Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.